Bobby, autism, if I could just, I don't want to go too long because we have a lot of people, but the autism is such a tremendous horror show, what's happening in our country and some other countries, but mostly our country. How are you doing on that?
We are doing very well. We will have announcements as promised in September. We're finding certain interventions now that are clearly, almost certainly causing autism. And we're going to be able to address those in September.
It's such a big day. I'm looking forward to that day because there's something wrong when you see the kind of numbers that you have today versus 20 years ago. And those numbers, what are those numbers about?
Well, in 1970, the biggest epidemiological study in history was done in Wisconsin. They looked at 900,000 children, and they were looking for autism. They knew what it looked like. And they were very, very precise about it. And they found an incident rate of 0.7, in other words, less than one per every 10,000 children. Today, our most recent numbers are one in every 31 kids. It's probably actually much worse than that because California, which has the best collection system, is reporting one out of every 19 children, American children, as autism, one in every 12.5 boys. So it's gone from less than one in 10,000 in 1970 to one in 12.5 boys.
Think of those numbers. So there has to be something artificially causing this, meaning a drug or something. And I know you're looking very strongly at different things, and I hope you can come out with that as soon as possible.